Yes, we are live right now, 10 to noon every day, unless we're interrupted by a Trump impeachment trial. So stick around. Get your questions or your calls in early, just in case the show gets interrupted. 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show at monica@991fmtalk.com. You can always email me if you've got something that you'd like me to go over, to cover. Conservative Talk Lunch today. Just a little reminder for you at King's Buffet. You don't have to eat if you don't want to, but if you want to, then you got to pay. But it's just nice conservative talk. Questions, answers. Go, see what you think. It's another one of those groups that you can just be a part of and, well, we're not going to check your ID every time you come in. It's a wonderful sit down, though. It really is. Conservative talk. Boy, that's two strong words there. Conservative talk. So I've been going over a few things. Trump, Donald Trump Jr., out on his book tour right now with his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Boy, I miss her on the five. She's feisty. But once again, it seems as though here's a question for you. Who do you think is more conservative? People who started and regenerated the Tea Party, or conservative Republicans? Now think about that for a minute. Because when you call yourself I'm not talking about right wing, you know, straight, I'm just a conservative Republican. What does that mean to you? I mean, is that just something that you're a part of the Republican Party? That little box that you checked? Or does that mean you are for less government? That a bunch of these big government branches, EPA, Department of Education, so on and so forth, need to be shut down? And those issues need to go back to the local level, the state level. Remember, the states are supposed to decide these things. Do you believe that our military is supposed to be used to defend our sovereign nation, our borders, north, south, our ports, our waterways? I don't know why people make fun of the Coast Guard. I don't understand that. They're doing so much to defend this country. Drug runners, human smugglers, well, just smugglers in general. Because our waterways are so easily breached. Do you think that the states should have control of their education system, of their financial system? Because if you believe in those things, if you believe that the government needs to, oh, well, we should have this department and we can make this regulation or this law to help people, to help those in need, or in other words, as they're sitting behind closed doors, help people that are too stupid to figure these things out for themselves. Control every little aspect. Then you're just kind of a Republican out there. Because a true Republican, a Tea Party, somebody that goes back to the Constitution, believes in less government, smaller government, for the people, by the people, of the people. Yes, Dan the Man or Craig? Thank you. I hear this stuff in my ears that you don't get to hear, so it distracts me, so I have to take a quick break there. But let me tell you, there are so-called conservative Republicans out there who are no such thing. That's how we came up with the term RINO, Republican in name only. It is up to you and me, being your voice, helping get the word out, to know who these people are so they can be weeded out. That is the most important thing that voters can do. Whether you like it or not, and Neil, you don't have to call, because I know what you're going to say. We have a two-party system of government. That's it. That's how it works. If you don't like it, get a time machine and go back to way back when and have it change then. But it's not going to change now. It's a two-party system. Belong to your party that best suits your needs, and then talk to people and try to change it within if you can. But the Republican Party is not what it was when it was started. It was not, or it is not now, for the people. It is for government. And I hate to say that because I'm a member of the Republican Party. Have been since I was 18 years old. And at 53, you do the math because I suck at math. But here's the thing. If you are not a true Republican, that Tea Party at heart, then you're a socialist. I know. Throw your hands up, scream, blah, 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 blah. I am not a socialist, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you are. Because you are part of the plan that has been pushing for government control for decades, since the end of the 50s. Every single thing that we do in health and safety is the beginning of socialism that creeps in to everything else. Because you believe people are too stupid to figure it out for themselves. It gets me going with this whole vaping thing that's going on right now. The lawsuits, saw it last night, the lawsuits have already started against Juul. I go back to when mandatory motorcycle helmets became law. Oh, well, we got motorcycle helmets. What can we do now? Let's go to seatbelts. You have to wear seatbelts. revenue generator, and control. Cars are safer than they used to be. If they want to regulate the car manufacturer, that's fine. But now you're getting into the nitty-gritty of life that government has no business being in. If motorcyclists don't want to wear helmets, that's their prerogative to go out and squish their brains, get into an accident. You encourage people with safety. You go to the motorcycle riders and you say, hey, you know, you guys have this percentage of a chance of getting in an accident and having brain damage or squashed melon. Look what we've designed for you. Think of your family. You should wear it. But no. The government got involved and said, you will wear this, or you will be fined. You will wear your seatbelt, or you will be fined. You will have your child in a car seat until they're 17 years of age now. I know that's an exaggeration. It just feels like it. Or you will be fined. It's just bigger and bigger government and more ways to separate you from your money to go to other projects that they see fit. It's in education, health and safety. I mean, you really have to stop and ask yourself, are you better off because of all these rules and regulations that our government, just because it says our government, doesn't mean that they are there to rule over every single aspect of our life. So why is that now? Why is that now that you don't have the freedom to go out onto state lands, onto federal lands half the time, or you're restricted here or you're restricted there? Because government has gotten way too big, and it is doing a lot of things that if you stop and would actually think for a minute instead of feeling, you'd actually see what's going on and understand it. Let's take a quick break. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. It's the Monica J Show, 884-9910. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, and the talk lines are open at 884-9910. Look at all the BS we've got going on around, and votes here and there, all pertaining to your life that you don't realize. The things that your elected representatives are doing at their sessions. And I mean, I don't want to say closed doors because we have open door policy. But it is closed because you don't go. You don't look at the agenda. You don't know what's going on. The media doesn't cover anything that's substantial. You know, just as an example, we can go over here, go click on this. Let's see. Oh, ACEs extend protective netting. New diversity program. What's happening? Yeah, not a whole lot substantial there. Well, let's go to another site. I always like to check in on. These are the places where you're getting your news. Oh, that's a good story. Suspect in custody after stealing sheriff's office SUV and taking it for a joyride. Oh, wait, let's go back into the news. Holiday Inn requires Ridge Resorts at Lake Tahoe. You know, it just... Hold your media accountable. How do you do that? Turn it off until they start doing what you want. They start doing the stories that are telling you when you're being taxed, why you're being taxed, where this money is going. That's the big one there. Is you notice how when we get these taxes and stuff, we never see where the money is going. Do you really think that a 5% diesel gas tax on the rurals, do you really think that that is all going to go to road improvements? To expensive signs that we didn't need coming into Nevada? Woohoo, you're in Nevada. Guess what? Look at your GPS. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ted. I will hold off on my rant because you're more important than what I have to say. Hi, Ted.
Well,
what would you like to talk about today?
Good morning. Basically, look at what's going on right now with snowmobile use being restricted yet again around Tahoe. That's happening right now.
Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday, and no input from the TRPA, no input from the local residents or where this map is being expanded to, no input from the businesses. The Forest Service is just, you know, did it on their own, and now they want input from people.
Right.
But
they time it at a time where most working people that pay the bills cannot attend.
Yep. So, it's totally planned that way.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Ted, thank you. Knowing that. Go ahead.
Same with school districts as well. They always time the important stuff when most people can't be there.
Yep. Well, anything in elected representatives do, basically, Ted, because they got to have a 9-to-5 job, you know? That's their 9-to-5 job, making money off of the taxpayers, off of the citizens, and that's pretty much what they're going to do.
Right. It's run by and for them now, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's perfect. It's run by them, for them. It's your money, and they're just living off of it. You know, what happened to just volunteer service? If you want to make your community better, how about just volunteering? That's
right.
Pretty much what President Trump does. Now, Ted, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. KKFT 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show at 99.1 FM Talk. What are your thoughts? Yeah, you can go in and read the minutes. You can go in. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go in every morning, look at the agenda, what's coming up this week, minutes from the last meeting, dive through everything, because it's not just the agenda for the commissioners or the council members or your state representatives when they're in the legislature. Thank God they only meet every, you know, legislative session is only every other year. But they're still doing stuff. The subcommittees are meeting, and they're still working on the stuff for the next legislative session. You know, the President of the United States, yes, he went in as a billionaire, and his fortune is dwindling because of the restrictions and everything that, well, he put on himself. The man that they're trying to impeach Let's see. They're trying to impeach a guy who didn't do what they say he did, but they want to elect a guy who did what they're saying this president did, and he bragged about it. Who cares about Hunter? You know, let's talk about James Biden, like I started to yesterday. Joe's little brother? Deals in Ukraine? Deals in China? It's these family dynasties. What do you want to bet those two young women that are the supposed Obama daughters? What do you want to bet they're going to get into politics and have cushy jobs? Just like, oh, Chelsea? Yeah. It's all your money. How is it paying the utility bills this month? That's all your money. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk, the home of Fox News. Let's get an update, hopefully, on those impeachment hearings with Fox.
Hello, this is Herman Cain.
Good feeling about this guy. He's going to do some great things.
Now, this is Talk Radio. Locally owned, locally operated, local talk on 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Absolutely. You like the sausage, but you don't want to know how it's made. We're getting ready for the holidays. That's right. Thanksgiving in just a couple weeks. Christmas just around the corner. So, I want to see you tomorrow. You can debate me face to face if you want. It's our High Five Turkey Drive. It's tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Nissan dealership in Carson City. Just look for the fish truck or, well, look for us here at Evans Broadcast Company because we're going to be out there as well helping not raise them because I don't want to look at them. Yeah, no, I don't want them chasing me around. We're going to help them collect frozen turkeys. Save that fresh one for your table. Frozen turkeys and anything else that you can, that you'd like to throw in to go with that wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. So we all should be giving thanks every day for what we have. I mean, even the left is attacking Thanksgiving now. You know, traveling long distances to see family, the food waste, the packaging. I mean, give me a flipping break. It's holiday for the hungry. Please, drop something off tomorrow. If you can't go shopping tonight and get something, then just drop by a 5 or a 10 or a 20 would be nice. And we'll do the shopping for you with fish. So thank you to Jules and Scott, who already told me that they were mailing me $50 for our venture down there. That is very kind of you. I appreciate that. So I'll see you out there. I'm going to actually do the show tomorrow live. And we still have our special guests. Let's see. We're going to be joined by phone with Jenny Breckus, who's going to give us, you know, the details on even how Democrats can fight with among Democrats. But I don't know. I consider Jenny more independent because of the fact that, well, she's usually the dissenting vote against both the Republicans and the Democrats on the Reno City Council, at least, and trying to do something for the people. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 as I rant and rave about your tax dollars going to this big government that is way too big, way too far out of control. But we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, just like Kevin in Carson City. Hi, Kevin. What would you like to talk about today?
Good morning, Monica. Just a couple of quick things. Government out of control. Now, yesterday I heard a brief news report that the Supreme Court said that it would be okay for the parents of this poor children of Sandy Hook to go ahead and sue Remington. And yes, I can understand the parents' point of view. somewhat, and I can it just tears my heart out when I think about what happened to those kids. But I just think that's a bad precedent, and I just wondered your thoughts on that. And then I also have some good news, I think, because last night a real quick blurb on the late news said that the school system in Washoe County had been granted some money to institute a STEM facility and also assistance for teaching financial planning, checkbook savings, about stocks and how money markets work. So I just wanted to have mixed feelings, good news, bad news, and just really wanted to say hi and wish you a happy Thanksgiving and hear your thoughts on that.
I'm so glad you did, Kevin. Thank you so much. And it's pretty sad that we have to give a grant to the school system to start up either a STEM or financial literacy when they should have been doing that anyway and is what they used to do. I know when I was in math class, we actually had to have a checkbook. And we wrote checks and we balanced statements, which, you know, for the most part, they don't do anymore, Kevin. But, you know, it's something that we had to do. We had to learn these things. And now, because everybody's so concerned about diversity and bathrooms and feelings and sensitivity, that they got away from that, which I, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
I don't
terrible.
Understand. They're teaching things, Kevin, that should be taught at home.
Yeah, and the extra help that they would get learning about it in a classroom at school would be good. I mean, people need to know how to do these things because at some point in time, you know, you're not going to be able to just do everything on the Internet, and you'll have to be able to figure out some things on your own. But
that is so
true. And then I think the STEM program is good if they have a facility for that, for the students interested in
that. Yeah, but Kevin, it's STEM. It's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. That is, if you go to just Japan, if you go to China, if you go to other countries, that is what is taught in elementary and high school. They don't worry about all of this other stuff that our schools have taken on. You know, they're not trying to parent the kids over in these other countries. They're trying to educate them. And the way they're being educated, this country is so far under the eight ball that, or so far behind the eight ball, we're going to be knocked out in the future. You know, 10, 20 years from now, we're not going to be the superpower we are. That whole dumbing down of America thing, if you look at ACT scores, if you look at ACT scores here in Washoe County alone, they're abysmal. I don't care what these rah-rah people are telling you how wonderful the Washoe County School District is. And I mean, it's just a flat-out lie. If you look at the numbers, our kids are not going into the University of Nevada, Reno, with the education that they need. They have to take supplemental math classes, supplemental reading, English, things like that, because the diploma that we give kids now won't get them into college.
Yeah,
I mean, they have to take extra stuff.
They come in unprepared. And then I just hope that this will be some help. But then I also wanted to ask your opinion about the Supreme Court saying it's okay to sue Remington.
I find it unbelievable. I can't believe a Supreme Court that has, you know, so-called a majority of conservative judges for the most part now could even consider something like that. I mean, this is a manufacturer that is, if somebody takes a set of Fisher scissors and goes into the classroom and starts stabbing people with these scissors, do we sue Fisker for making the scissors, for making them look so attractive and easy to hand hold?
Well, see, that's the kind of thing that would springboard, because no matter even if you go buy a hammer or drive your car, I mean, pretty much anything that could be used to hurt someone, the maker of that product, even though, you know, they make a hammer for construction work and work around your house, if somebody uses it for an evil purpose, then the maker of that hammer, I mean, I don't know how far this would go, but pretty soon people won't be able to make anything.
I mean, unless they have an ulterior motive to have the case go back before the Supreme Court, the manufacturer versus, you know, these people, and then they come up with a ruling on something that goes that way, I do not see this as a good thing.
Basically,
it's a way just to put to go around the Second Amendment and put gun manufacturers out of business, because no one is going to make a product that will now be held against them. It's just not going to happen. You're going to have to buy the bits and pieces and figure out how to put an AR together yourself, which I have done, but it's a lot more expensive.
It's pretty scary because, like you say, the companies that make these products will, if they're going to be sued, then they'll quit making them. And it's just a way, like you say, around the Second Amendment, and I imagine gun control freaks are just thrilled about this ruling.
Oh, yeah, you know they are. And unfortunately, some of those have R's behind their names. It's not all Democrats. So, Kevin, thank you so much for the call and the conversation. Good talk, and very enlightening for people who don't know that this stuff is going on. You know, yeah, it's nice to see the schools get money. It's nice to see them get grants. But you have to remember, grants, subsidies, anything that's extra, that's still your money. That's still what's coming out of your pocket. And they're getting something extra for what they should be doing anyway. You know, it's like the other night, I went into a restaurant, I ordered by phone, ordered my pizza, went into the establishment, picked up my pizza, and they still wanted a tip. What in the hell would I tip you for doing your job? I don't know. Being the kind person I am, I left a tip anyway, but still, it PO'd me. It just didn't even taste good. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show, just all spit and vinegar, as my grandmother would say. I love my grandma. I wish she was still here today. She would be so full of it with what the government is doing to us. You would be hearing about it left and right. Because that's the kind of woman she was. Let me tell you what kind of woman she was. She was the kind of woman that told me to live with my boyfriend before I married him to figure out if he was worth taking on for the rest of my life. Love that woman. It's 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back after this. And 92.3 FM KSVL in Smith and Mason Valley, taking you all across northern Nevada. Thanks for being along for the ride. And let me tell you, one of the real fighters I see in Congress right now is Devin Nunes. And I like his approach. He wants information. He wants paperwork. He wants the paper trails. And right now, he's urging Americans not to buy into this whole noise-making, fake news, trumped-up scandal of these impeachment hearings. Mark Getz, same thing. I don't understand, and maybe you can explain it to me at 884-9910 if you want, how anybody in their right mind with the facts that are out there, the actual facts, the transcripts, the video, the on mic and on camera saying, yeah, I, you know, said, hey, get rid of this product. That anybody can look at this whole Schiff, Pelosi, Schumer BS and not see it for what it is. Just the basic fact that the American people, through the Electoral College, by the way, I don't trust those popular votes because there is way too much proven fraud in our system. That's why I like the Electoral College. You know, the people in those flyover states that a billionaire actually went and sat down and talked with, that he won. Just big crying babies. Could you imagine if this happened on the Republican side? You know, if Reagan wasn't elected? We have sunk so low in the last 25, 30 years that it is unbelievable that you can have a president lie straight to your face and say, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Lie right to your face on camera. And yet the Democrats are okay with that. But if a Republican who sees the facts that a prosecutor was fired, that this is just crazy. This is how crazy out of control our government has gotten. And you can't even do anything on the local level. You can't even try to recall a governor who is, wow, the things that he does against the Constitution and the things that he does against the Nevada Constitution, that, and I'm not just talking about the Second Amendment, I'm talking about your taxes too. Oh, we don't need this two-thirds rule. We'll just put it through anyway. Oh, well, we don't need a two-thirds rule on this one either. People won't be able to understand the meaning. So we'll just write this one in as well. You might want to check out NPRI.org sometime. Because there are other taxes that he's put forth. Because people don't dive into it. This man should not be governor. And yet your elected representatives aren't doing anything. Oh, wait, they're suing. What does it matter if they sue? That's your money. Whether they win or lose, it's your money that they're suing with. And it's your money that Sisolak is going to fight back with. It's only the grassroots people who started up Fight for Nevada that are doing anything. By the way, rallies in Vegas and Pahrump this weekend. And I can't even give away bumper stickers, at least not just leaving them at the front counter here for some reason. So I guess if you want to recall Sisolak bumper sticker, you actually have to personally contact me. I'll mail them out with my own money. I'm good with that. You put it on your car, you start letting people know that this is a mission that we will accomplish, whether we've got the support of elected representatives or not. We're at least going to try. Better start paying attention to where your money's going. It's KKFT. Here's